service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo. 103.7 FM Reedsburg. AM 740. And streaming live everywhere.
Max FM. Maximum hits. Max FM.
We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good evening. And welcome to St. John's for our closing of the school year and graduation worship service. We're glad to see all of you here. And I do have to give you my apologies at the outset. This is a little bit bigger of a turnout than we were expecting. So we did run out of bulletins, so as you can, please share with those around you and make sure that those are evenly distributed. Everything that you need for our service this evening is found in that folder. We'll begin with our first hymn 502, Children of the Heavenly Father, and during that hymn, our eighth grade graduates will process in. God bless our worship.
We invite you to the St. John's closing worship service and graduation for St. John's Lutheran Church and School's 8th grade class from St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Lutheran Senate and proclaims the Word of God to a confused and uneasy world. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds and ask the Lord's blessing on our worship today. Pastor Jordan Erter will bring us a message from God's Word, speaking on the scripturing from Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 30, graduation address. Our congregation will open the service in singing from the Christian worship hymnal, Children of the Heavenly Father, hymn 502. Again, hymn 502 from the Christian worship hymnal.
And please stand. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen. God is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. We praise you, God, for your name is near. We tell of your wonderful deeds. We will not hide them from our children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. And we pray. O Lord, with your gracious favor, direct us in all we do, and aid us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, receive the gift of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated. And grades 1 through 4 will sing their anthem. We're going to hear three readings from God's Word this evening. And the first one is recorded in Psalm 37, verses 1 through 6. This school year that is now drawing to a close had one of these verses as its focus, as its theme, and we kind of focused and thought about it and meditated on it every Wednesday in chapel. The psalmist urges us to commit our way to the Lord. Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be envious of those who do wrong. For like grass, they will wither quickly. Like green plants, they will wilt. Trust in God's goodness. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on faithfulness. Take pleasure in the Lord, and He will grant your heart's desires. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will make your righteousness shine like light, your justice like noon. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading from God's word is recorded in Paul's letter to the Ephesian believers, chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. And in these verses, Paul writes a prayer for those Ephesian believers, and we here at St. John's would echo this prayer for all of you, especially for our students, and most especially for our graduates. This is why, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I never stop giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowing Christ fully. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know the hope to which He has called you, just how rich His glorious inheritance among the saints is, and just how surpassingly great His power is for us who believe. It is as great as the working of His mighty strength, which God worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and above every name that is given, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. God also placed all things under His feet and made Him head over everything for the church. The church is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The junior choir will sing their anthem. Thank you. Out of respect for the words and works of Jesus, please stand for the reading of the gospel. The gospel chosen for this evening is recorded in Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. This will be the basis for the address this evening. He, and that's Jesus, said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "This is what is written, and so it must be. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Look, I am sending you what my Father promised, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." He led them out as far as the vicinity of Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he parted from them and was taken up into heaven. And so they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They were continually in the temple courts, praising and blessing God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The congregation may be seated. And we will have the anthem, "It Is Well With My Soul."
Thank you.
Grace and mercy and peace, those things are yours, and they're yours in abundance. From God our Father, through our Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Christ Jesus, dear family, dear parents, dear faculty, staff, dear students, but especially you guys, our 8th grade graduates. Raise your hand if you have been counting down the days to the last day of school. I'm noticing the proportion of hands raised is a lot greater on this side than more toward the back. I'll just make that observation. So here we are, and yes, you knew this day was coming. A day that at the start of school seemed really far off in the distance, probably, but now in what mostly is hindsight, at least it's my judgment, that it went pretty quick. There has been noticeable growth, and in many cases, quite noticeable and quite noteworthy growth. And there have also been setbacks and failures. There have been successes and joys. Much has been learned. And hopefully it won't soon be forgotten, right? There has been sin, along with grace and forgiveness from God. And now the day comes when things change. Tomorrow will be different. Next year will be different. And I'm not just talking about the close of one school year and entering into the summer months. And I'm not just talking about going from one grade into the next. I'm not even just talking about graduating from eighth grade and going on to high school. Because no, today doesn't just mark those occasions. Today marks another occasion, actually. Because today is 40 days after the celebration of Jesus' resurrection, and that means it is the day when the church marks his ascension back into the heavenly realms. And yes, the things I just mentioned before describe you guys to varying degrees. But you know who else they describe? Jesus' disciples. Because like you, they had grown, not necessarily physically, but spiritually. They had enjoyed the blessing of learning directly from Jesus. They heard his words and took them to heart, and they got to ask him questions and hear his explanation and his answers. They saw on many occasions his miracles, and on not a few occasions, they also had firsthand experience with him. They witnessed his suffering, death, and resurrection, all for their salvation. But then, about a month and a half after that, came the day when things would dramatically change for them. Yes, Jesus had to depart back into the heavenly realms to rule over all things. And yes, that was a good thing for the disciples, and they knew it, because Jesus was ruling for his people. But put yourself, and especially you eighth graders, put yourself in their sandals for a moment. And it's not hard to imagine that perhaps there were also some questions running through their minds. Do you think that they too were a little bit nervous about an unknown future? Do you think they had all sorts of questions about what would happen tomorrow, next month, next year? 5, 10 years from now. After all, they wouldn't have Jesus physically there with them anymore, and they were used to that. Yet there were two truths that towered over all of their fears and worries and doubts and unanswered questions and what ifs. Jesus had prepared them for this future. And Jesus would continue to be with them and bless them. And that, my dear young Christians, is certainly true of you as well. For some of you, you are facing a new grade with new opportunities and new challenges next school year. And hopefully there is a nice, restful, and fun summer between now and then, right? For others of you, maybe next year you will be going to a different school, which means that you'll have a few more opportunities and more challenges. And for you graduates, things will certainly be different. Because it's not just a new school, it's a whole new level of learning. Not just new opportunities for learning and growth and new challenges, but also a new phase in your life. Yes, you are leaving the familiar and friendly confines of 515 5th Street in Baraboo, Wisconsin, to go on to Baraboo High, or Reedsburg High, or Luther Prep in Watertown. So I would imagine as you think about that, you probably have some questions running through your minds. What's going to happen? Will I succeed academically and socially? Will I succeed athletically? Will the next phase of my life meet those hopes and expectations that I have for it, or am I going to face disappointments and trials? Will I work hard, or will I do just enough to get by? Will I be respected by my peers, valued by my friends, and loved by those who are dear to me? Will I put my faith into practice or fall into temptation? Will I do the right thing or will I opt for what is popular and easy? When I need help, will there be someone there to help me? When things go wrong, when I fail, will there be someone there to comfort me? When I fail, when I sin, will I still be loved and forgiven? No matter what the Lord in His grace and wisdom has in store for all of you this summer, next school year, and every year after that, these two truths tower above all of the questions and the unknowns and the doubts and the worries and the anxieties and the fears that you have. Truth number one, Jesus has prepared you for the future that He has laid out for you. As long as you have been at this school, God has provided you with daily nourishment, not just for your mind and your body, but most importantly, for your faith, for your soul, in His Word. You have learned more and more and know better and better His saving love for you in Jesus. You've experienced forgiveness and the peace and the hope that come along with it. You've committed portions of God's Word, His promises, to memory. And no, all of that memory work is not just busy work. You've committed it to memory so that no matter where you go and no matter where you're at and what's happening and what you're doing, you always have God's promises to you up here and in here. God has taught you how to pray, to call on Him in the day of trouble, to cast all your cares and anxieties on Him because He has told you that He cares for you, These things were not just academic exercises. It was preparation for what is ahead. Preparation so precious that your parents chose to make the sacrifices necessary to send you to this school. And there is nothing in your future for which Jesus hasn't prepared you, because he has ensured that you have the one thing that you need. Him. Truth number two. Jesus will continue to be with you and bless you. Think of that image of Jesus with his disciples on that hillside outside of Jerusalem. He's going up in front of them, and what does he with intention do? He lifts up his arms and opens his hands in their direction to visibly show that as he was leaving, he was blessing them. That is the image that he wanted to leave them with. Because the fact was that even though they wouldn't be able to see him physically with their eyes, that didn't mean that he would stop being with them and stop blessing them. And no, none of us can see Jesus physically with our eyes at this point, but we do know that he has gone into those heavenly realms to rule and to reign, not just in general, but for each of us, for you guys, specifically, to give you the things that you need. And when he allows those trials and those challenges into your life, to work through them, so that even in something bad, he is giving you something that is for your eternal good. We are thankful for you, for what God has done for you, for what God has done and will continue to do through you. So, my dear fellow young Christians, off you go with Jesus blessing you all the way. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. God's word tells us that faith comes from hearing the message. We have heard the message, and we have meditated upon it. So let's confess our faith, and we'll do that using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which are printed in the bulletin for you. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In our preschool and kindergarten, we'll sing God Loves Me Dearly. At this time, we will have our distribution of diplomas for our eighth grade graduates up here to greet them and congratulate them. We have Mr. Failauer, our seventh and eighth grade teacher, and Mr. Nate Pruka, who is the chairman of our school board. Liliana Brooke Brame. Kendall Renee Brooks. Nolan Charles Cowling. Logan Walter Cromwell. Aaliyah Lily Crump. Bryce Thomas Kurz. Russell Velichko Linsmeyer. Dawson Dean Marshall. Stella Aislinn Meyer. Lorelei Hazel Newby. And Riley Marie Zeman. I wasn't supposed to have them sit, because right now grades 5 through 8 are going to sing In Christ Alone. Thank you. We'll join in, please be seated. We'll join in the responsive prayer. Every time you hear me say, Lord, in your mercy, you're invited to respond by saying, hear our prayer. And we bow our heads. Loving Lord, you have brought us to the end of this school year by your grace. We thank you for all the blessings you have given us in body, mind, and spirit. Stay with us and befriend us in the days and weeks ahead. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for Christian teachers, parents, and friends who have supported us this past year. May their efforts encourage us that we may continue to grow in faith, hope, and love in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we end this year of education, lead us to remain faithful in worship, Bible study, and prayer. Protect us from the temptations of the devil and those who invite us to join them in sin. Lead us to confess what we do wrong and forgive us for Jesus' sake. Help us to enjoy our work and our play and keep us safe from injury and sickness. Renew in us a desire to grow in all useful knowledge and in the wisdom that comes from you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, into your hands we commend all that we have and are, and we ask you to bless us in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we join to pray as Jesus taught. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we close this school year in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will close this worship by singing hymn 930, Go My Children With My Blessing. Once again, good evening and welcome to you. Just a couple things to bring to your attention. First of all, I would like to direct your attention to the back of the worship folder that has the information regarding our Vacation Bible School program this summer and also our summer camp. That information is there. We have one more half day tomorrow, but it's, Lord willing, going to be a day of fun. So any parents who want to come and help out with or join in that fun are certainly more than welcome to do so. For this evening, how we're going to do this is the eighth grade is going to recess out first, and the eighth grade and their dear ones who are here are invited to a reception with cake downstairs immediately after. So don't rush down there. Okay. With that, we wish you God's blessings.
The Sunday morning worship hour from St. John's Evangelical and Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin, comes to you at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning on radio station 99.7 Max FM of Baraboo or 103.7 FM in Reedsburg. You can also stream online at max.fm. We invite you to worship with us again next Sunday at this same time. The cable television rebroadcast of the service will be shown at noon today on Baraboo Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. You may also watch the services on St. John's Lutheran Church and School's Facebook and YouTube pages every Sunday at 9 a.m. St. John's Lutheran School serves children in the three-year-old preschool through the eighth grade. This broadcast is made possible by your contributions to the Media Ministry Fund. We thank you. Your letters and comments address to St. John's Lutheran Church, 624 E Street, Baraboo, Wisconsin, 53913 are appreciated. For more information about our congregation, you may visit stjohnsbaraboo.org. The television producer is Wendy Grant. This is David Grant. May God bless you and lead you to a stronger relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. We encourage you to live for Him who died for you. For more information about our congregation, again, you may go to stjohnsbaraboo.org. We congratulate all the graduates from St. John's Lutheran Church and School and wish them blessings on their further education. As a reminder, we will have Vacation Bible School. That will be June 24th through June 26th, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can contact Cindy Allen by emailing callen@baraboo.ccs.com or 920-344-0455. St. John's summer camp starts soon. The first day of camp is Monday, June 9th. 3 years old to 12 years old are welcome. This is from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. You can email Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, .Braun, B-R-A-U-N, at stjohnsbaraboo.org. Again, for more information about our congregation, you may visit stjohnsbaraboo.org. We thank you for joining us for worship today, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279
EG Reedsburg.
Max FM. Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny, but smoky skies overhead for today. Highs in the upper 70s and a developing southwest breeze of 5 to 10. Tonight, a few clouds, lows in the upper 50s. Monday, smoky and sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 61.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. Time for the Lutheran Hour, brought to you by Pastor Gerke and his congregation at Trinity Lutheran Church, 728 Church Street, Wisconsin Dells.
If we imagine the Church of God like a good old Louisiana gumbo, then you got to give the chef room to work.
Gumbo, an eclectic stew full of diverse ingredients. Dr. Michael Ziegler says the Church is God's gumbo today on the Lutheran Hour. Later.